From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled Help from Without. The text is Isaiah 41 and verse 10, Yea, I will help thee. Yesterday's promise secured us strength for what we have to do. But this guarantees us aid in cases where we cannot act alone. The Lord says, I will help thee. Strength within is supplemented by help without. God can raise us up allies in our warfare, if so it seems good in His sight. And even if He does not send us human assistance, He Himself will be at our side, and this is better still. Our august ally is better than legions of mortal helpers. His help is timely. He is a very present help in time of trouble. His help is very wise. He knows how to give each man help meet and fit for him. His help is most effectual, though vain is the help of man. His help is more than help, for He bears all the burden and supplies all the need. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Because He has already been our help, we feel confidence in Him for the present and the future. Our prayer is, Lord, be Thou my helper. Our experience is, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Our expectation is, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And our song soon will be, Thou, Lord, hast helped me.
Thank you.
Now that the rush of the holiday season has subsided, we hope you have had time to reflect on the true significance of Christmas, God's unspeakable gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To that end, Let the Bible Speak has been offering a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding to think about section that draws lines of application from the text to modern day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to continue to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 1-866-LTBS. That's 1-866-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. The response to this publication has been most enthusiastic, so we encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while our supply lasts. Because of the demand, we must limit the offer to 2 copies per request. Order yours today. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the 5th in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The 5th message is focusing on verse 13, With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Entitled Sound Speech That Cannot Be Condemned, this message began by focusing on the concern for sound speech. Next, Dr. Cairns described the content of sound speech. The text provides us with a connection between a psalmist's lips, my lips, as he says, and God's mouth. In other words, what we say must be governed by what God says in His Word. God's people need to be prepared to give the message of God's salvation to the lost. For that, we need not only a knowledge of the Scriptures, but also the courage and conviction to give forth that message. That conviction comes from a total allegiance to the Word of God, recognizing that this alone is God's authority. It is not up to us to be original, but to be faithful in declaring what God has said in the Bible. Only there can man learn the way to God's redemption, which is found in Jesus Christ alone. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
There must be an absolute conviction of the authority of God's Word. And with that, of course, there must be a personal allegiance to God's Word. One of the worst things that can happen is for somebody who gets up and says, this is what the Bible says, and then he goes and does the very opposite himself. We've all met people like that. They can give you what the Bible says, and they'll say, oh yes, that's right. But they do the very opposite themselves. They talk about morality, but they live immorally. They talk about truth, but they are liars. They talk about honesty, but they're thieves. No, if we're going to have convictions, the conviction has got to come home to our own heart. There's a total personal allegiance to this Word. I believe God as He's revealed in that Bible. I'm tired of hearing people saying, well, I think God this, I conceive God the other way. Look, your conception of God is idolatry. And so is mine, unless it is what that Bible says. That's all. That's all. I believe God as He's revealed in that Bible. I believe the Christ that is revealed in that Bible. I believe the gospel that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the morality that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the standards of personal, private, and public morality that's taught in that Bible. Total allegiance to God's Word. Now you get those convictions, the inspiration of the Word, the authority of the Word, and personal allegiance to the Word. And then you'll get the courage of those convictions. The psalmist had the courage of them, for he said, I declared. And the word could be, I declared or I will declare. I'm going to declare. This is a total commitment. In other words, you kneel your colors to the mast. You kneel your colors to the mast. When you go out into the world, you're going to take your stand for the truth of God. You're going to speak God's Word. You are not going to be intimidated by man. We need a race of Christians who have such a fear of God that they will never fear the face of man. Our fear of man overcomes us when we lose the fear of God. So we take our stand. But it's more than just taking a stand. We have found the value of this Word. Every Christian has proved this Bible. We have found its value. We know its power. And therefore we've got to tell it. Do you remember in 2 Kings 7, you have the story of the four leprous men outside the besieged city of Samaria? There was famine in the city. The people were dying of hunger. These four lepers said, look, we're going to die. We're going to die. Even if we could get into the city, we would die in there. We're outside. We'll go out to the besieging army, the Syrians, and we'll see. Will they give us something to eat? And if they kill us, well, we're going to die anyway. When they got there, they found that the Lord had been there before them. And in fulfillment of the prophecy that had been made and the king had scorned it, or his lieutenant had scorned it, the army had been scattered. They'd been taken in a sudden fright. They had run. They had left everything as it stood. Their tents were there. Their provisions were there. And they were scampering for their lives. So when these four lepers entered in, they thought they'd died and gone to heaven. They were starving. Here was food. What did they do? Well, they did what you'd have done. They sat down and they filled their belly. They were having a great time. And this is what they said. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. There's a starving city there. There's food here. We have discovered the good news. We have tasted it ourselves. We understand the provision. And yet here we are, and we're saying nothing. We do not well. I think that could be said of many a Christian. We have found, we have tasted, we have seen that the Lord is good. We have felt the power of the Word. We have known His grace. We cannot be silent. We know that this Bible meets every need. We know that's the answer to the guilt that racks many consciences. We know it's the answer to the turmoil that's in many homes. We know that the Bible has the answer. In other words, we have heaven's light in the midst of the world's darkness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world." You are the light of the world. Not just I am the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. You're God's light in a dark world. He says, a city that's set in a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick that it might give forth light. It gives light to all that are in the house. Then he said this, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You've got the light of God. Don't hide it. You must have conviction. You must have the courage of those convictions. Now, can you be mocked? Yep. Can you be laughed at? Yep. Can you be kicked out of your job? Yep. But you can still speak for Christ. One of the things that has been really outstanding since our sister Marianne was told she was dying, one of the things that's been really outstanding was just the response to her witness. Without going into all the story, she used to be a school teacher. Her husband died. She needed a job. So she began on the check out at Walmart. Now you're not there to speak of Christ. In fact, a year or two ago, Walmart wouldn't even allow their employees to say Happy Christmas. So that's how much spiritual latitude there was. Marianne spoke of Christ. And people who were sick, and some who were dying, when they came to that store, would make their way around to come to her aisle because they wanted a word from God. Her workmates, saved and unsaved, have seen and heard the grace of God. And those workmates have rallied around and they are doing all that they can to say what an impact one lonely Christian witness had in their lives. Men and women, let me tell you, to hide the Word of God in the heart, to declare it with the lips, is the mark of our separation. It separates you from the world. but it's also the pinnacle of our service. Our Savior said in the prophetic words of Psalm 40, verse 10, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. I wonder, can you say the same? I trust it will be our testimony. Lord, I want to live clean in an unclean world. In the midst of all the foul stream of verbal ungodliness that's surrounding me, I want to be a witness for Christ. And with my lips, I will declare the judgments of thy mouth. May God give us the ear of the student and the tongue of the learned to know how to speak a word to him that is weary and give an answer to him that asks us a reason for the hope that lies within us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our eternal Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bow in thy holy presence. Our God, we thank thee that we have the Bible. We thank thee we have God's Word, inspired and inerrant. We thank thee, our Father and our God, that we have this book of divine authority. We would today give our allegiance afresh to thee and to thy word. Lord, make us more like our Savior. We pray that thou wilt indeed give us the tongue of the learned. O, waken our ears morning by morning, day by day, to teach us the things of God. And O Lord, what thou hast taught us, enable us to give it to others. O Lord, make us separated in our speech, Christ-like in our speech, godly in our speech. Lord, make that true in the home. When we're shut off from the world, Lord, we pray that every husband and wife will learn to speak with grace. We pray that every child will grow up hearing the speech of grace, speech of edification. We pray, our Father and our God, that thou wilt do this also in our fellowship in the church. Oh, give us a word for the weary. Give us, we pray, a heart for the weary. Make every one of us a Barnabas in some degree, a son of encouragement. Lord, we would pray that thou wilt give us grace to speak for Christ in the world. And among the ungodly, if every man is known by his conversation as a bird is known by its song, Lord, let us be known as Christians wherever we go by what we say and how we say it. And Lord, let our lives conform to our lips, that we may not contradict with our lives the gracious things we speak with our lips. Lord, bless us, we pray, and enable us truly to live clean in an unclean world. Hear our prayer and part us with thy blessing, and keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this Sabbath day and evermore. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.